You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We are starting with Daisy Ridley. What is she up to?
She's landed a role with a very good director. That is Casino Royale director Martin Campbell for a new film called Dedication. Now, she's previously worked with him on a film called Cleaner. Mm. So they obviously enjoy working together. But she is going to play Major Billie Jean Parker, a decorated Marine Corps commander, relieved of duty after a high-stakes mission in the Philippines results in civilian casualties, despite capturing an anarchist leader called Omar. Now, facing the loss of her career, she visits her dying former Marine father, who asks her to attend a dedication ceremony for a school building named in his honour. The event, though, takes a deadly turn when Omar's vengeful son launches an assault, taking hostages, and she, of course, is forced back into combat.
Oh, wow.
And she sets traps and executes precise strikes to outwit the attackers. So there you go.
Sounds like a good role
movie
for Daisy Ridley, though. We've seen her in Ray and Star Wars, and I think she'll be fine with that. We're coming next to a horror. People may remember the Black Phone starring Ethan Hawke. Pretty creepy stuff.
Yeah, and it's coming back for a sequel because filming has begun on that sequel, and Ethan Hawke is going to be reprising his role of the grabber in the film. It's a strange film. It was about a 13-year-old boy who was sort of abducted and trapped in this sort of basement, and every time the phone rings, it's the voices of the killer's previous victims. So creepy plot to it.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? It was hugely successful because they made it for under 18 million. And guess how much it made at the box office? About 160 million.
Wow.
So
wow.
You have the same director returning, Scott Derrickson, back for it again. And they've got most of the cast. Yeah, I bet he is. They've got most of the cast returning. They've set a date of October 17th, 2025 for a release date by Universal Pictures. So there you go.
Okay. Now, tell us about director John Michael McDonagh.
Yeah, he has set a cast for an upcoming 1970s sort of inspired thriller called Fear is the Rider, which is going to be filming in Australia. Now, he's got Ben Mendelsohn set to lead the cast here, which also includes Abby Lee and Toby Wallace and Eliza Scanlon. It's based on a 2020 novel called The Hunted, and the story centres on a woman deep in the outback in search of her missing mother, who becomes the target of a brutal family of serial killers. Alongside an ex-con and a young girl, she faces a desperate fight for survival against ruthless predators in a desolate, haunting landscape. It's part of a trilogy, from what we understand, that McDonagh's hoping to do a trilogy of these type of thrillers. There's already a sort of second book, a novella called Fear is the Rider, which gives the overall name to the trilogy that looks like it's going to be the second in this series as well. So, so he's busy and going to be doing, quite a lot of these films, it seems, in the near while.
All right, now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been out and about with his new movie, Red One.
Yeah, he has, and he's been doing red carpets in various different cities, as you do when promoting films. And of course, we saw Paul Mescal this week as well, doing the same here. And it was an interesting clip because he was talking about actors when they're on these world tours promoting the movies. And he was asked in Germany about the experience and if it ever becomes really routine for them.
It's never routine. I think you never know how things are going to pan out. You want to make a movie that you hope people will like. And that's the exciting part, too, as well. You surround yourself with people who are really good at what they do. You make a good movie, hopefully. You give it to the people. You travel around the world to sell the movie, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, every time I come, whether it's here in Berlin or London or wherever we go around the world, I'm so grateful for the response. The people, they go crazy, which is awesome.
Yeah, awesome indeed. That's Dwayne The Rock Johnson on the red carpet for Red One in cinemas this weekend, Garrett.
Yeah, I think he takes the Tom Cruise playbook for the red carpet.
Loves it
and
all.
Just loves it all. And gives the crowd, a lot to focus on when he arrives.
Okay, you have some more casting news for us?
Yeah, I do. Academy Award nominee Maria Bakalova and Peter Mullen are set to star in a film called No Way Off. This is a thriller about a young mother trapped on a bus with her baby after being abducted by a sinister driver. It's kind of written by Gabby Hull, and the film is going to be helmed by director Brian Kelly. It's kind of been described as getting its cinematic roots from the likes of, do you remember Spielberg's Duel way back when? Panic Room, and then other sort of single location thrillers such as The Shallows, Buried and Crawl. Yeah, so that's good casting there. And we've also got casting on another film called Paper Tiger. This one is going to be directed by Ad Astra director James Gray, and he's cast Adam Driver, Jeremy Strong and Anne Hathaway in the
nice
movie.
Cast.
Very good cast. Principal photography is set to begin in early 2025 for a crime film that centres on two brothers who get wrapped up in a scheme that's not quite what it seems. Their bond is tested as they get embroiled in a world of violence and corruption, finding themselves in the crosshairs of the Russian mafia.
Very good. Now, always interesting, the genre of horror comedy, which is your next pick for us today.
Yeah, and always interesting with this particular cast member because people like to play the 6 degrees, but the 6 degrees don't go very far on this one. It's Kevin Bacon and his wife, Keira Sedgwick, who basically have decided to do a film with their children, Travis and Susie. And the movie is called Family Movie. And it's based on a screenplay by Dan Beers, and it follows an eclectic but tight-knit family of filmmakers who suddenly find themselves in a real-life horror movie when a body turns up on the set of their latest low-budget
They're going to have great fun playing, working
totally.
On this, aren't they?
Yeah. And they're going to direct it as well. So this is the other thing. So yeah, they're going to have complete fun with it. Because as the production spirals comically out of control, they realise the only solution to keep filming is to cover up the murder by any means necessary. So look out for Family Movie.
Family Movie, that's great. What trailer have you chosen for us?
Yes, the first trailer that's premiered for the indie film Waltzing with Brando. It's directed by Bill Fishman. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, Billy Zane playing Marlon Brando. Let's take a listen.
I own an island nearby. It's more beautiful than words can describe, and cinematography can capture, and I want to move there.
An island with no potable water.
I'm working on a process to bring clean, drinkable water to the island, made from my own urine.
Or food sources, or electricity.
Eels.
Eels.
Electric eels. Put the eels in the lagoon, we siphon off their energy, power our generators.
To live out there with even a moderate amount of modern convenience would be a monumental undertaking.
Bernie can build it.
I want to build the hotel right here.
Wait, hotel? What hotel?
Where else do you think I'm going to pay for all this?
Yeah, a clip there from Waltzing with Brando. Billy Zane, as we said, Garrett playing Marlon Brando. He certainly looks like him in the trailer, doesn't he?
Oh, unbelievably so. I mean, it's uncanny how much he looks like him. And, you know, when you get biography movies that come along, you wonder, you know, how they're going to do them or what's the sort of the focus that they're going to have on the person here. And this one's really interesting because it's based on a memoir by the actor's architect, Bernard Judge, who was a sort of idealistic Los Angeles architect when Brando convinced him to try and build the world's first ecologically perfect retreat on a tiny, uninhabitable French Polynesian island.
Wow.
So that's your in here. Okay. It's kind of an interesting one. Tia Carrera, Richard Dreyfuss also starring in the movie as well. John Heder also. It's going to be the closing film at the Torino Film Festival, the Italian Torino Film Festival. They're actually doing a collection. They're showing 24 films of Brando at that, celebrating him. We don't have a release date yet for the movie, but we'll keep you posted.
We will indeed. That's
awesome. Check out the trailer.
Brando, yeah, do check out the trailer. As you say, yeah, Billy Zane looks very, very like him. Let's come to new releases in cinemas. Paddington is back, but he's on his travels to Peru.
Dear Aunt Lucy, I have very important news. We're coming to Peru. Oh, help yourself.
Aunt Lucy!
Hello. I'm afraid she set off on some sort of quest.
But she knew we were coming.
Well, that's what's so mysterious.
Where are you, Aunt Lucy?
Seek out what she was looking for, and it may lead you to her.
Excuse me, sir. Is this boat for hire?
Capitan Hunter Gabbard, at your service.
Wherever did you come from?
She would never give up on me. I have to find her.
If anyone can do it, it's you, young man.
Yeah, Paddington is back in Paddington in Peru. This is Paddington number 3. I do love Ben Whishaw as the voice of Paddington, I have to say. He just does it so beautifully, doesn't he?
He does. And they do line up a good cast for them. We've got Olivia Colman in the cast here as well, Hugh Bonneville, Antonio Banderas, Emily Maltimer. And basically he heads to Peru. He's searching for his beloved Aunt Lucy.
Aunt Lucy.
But as you say, great voice by Ben Whishaw in the film.
Okay, we have Barry Keoghan on the big screen this week.
Yeah, we do, in a movie by Andrea Arnold. And she's always an interesting filmmaker. Mm. I liked American Honey that she made many years back. But this is about Bailey, who lives with his brother Hunter and his father Bug, who raises them alone in a squat in northern Kent. And Bug doesn't have much time to devote to them. So Bailey looks for attention and adventure elsewhere. We mentioned it earlier, Red One. This is a big cast, Dwayne Johnson. We've got like Chris Evans in it as well. This is after a villain kidnaps Santa from the North Pole. An elf operation must partner with the world's most accomplished tracker to find Santa and save Christmas. Yes, it is that time of year.
It is indeed, yeah.
When you see those two, Paddington and It, on the big screen this weekend.
Yes.
A couple more to mention. We have Blitz, which is Steve McQueen's film, which follows the epic journey of George, played by Elliot Heffernan, a 9-year-old boy in World War II London. His mother, Rita, played by Saoirse Ronan, sends him to safety in the English countryside, but George defiant and determined to return home to his mum, and his grandfather, played by Paul Weller in East London, embarks on an adventure only to find himself in immense peril while a distraught Rita searches for her missing son. Colm Meaney and Paul Reiser star in The Problem with People. They're two estranged cousins who, having never met before, must try and put to rest a generation's worth of family disputes before they start off another one.
Yes.
That's The Problem with People. And then two documentaries to mention. No Other Land is a film made by a Palestinian Israeli collective, and it shows the destruction of the occupied West Bank by Israeli soldiers and the alliance which develops between the Palestine activist and the Israeli journalist. That's called No Other Land. And then finally, Piece by Piece is the story and life and career of American musician Pharrell Williams, and it's done in the style of Lego animation.
Yeah, fascinating. What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, I liked this movie a lot when it first came out. I haven't seen it in many years, but it's about an up-and-coming lawyer who discovers a 50s TV game show is fixed, prompting him to launch an investigation focusing on two contestants, a working-class Jewish man from Queens and a popular English lecturer who descends from one of America's most renowned literary families. It's a fact-based drama directed by Robert Redford. Mm-hmm. Ray Fiennes, John Turturro star in it. It is called Quiz Show. It's on TG Cahir, and it's on tonight at 9:35.
Oh, it's a great film. Look forward to seeing it again, actually. Yeah, it's one of those,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
Another TG Cahir mention?
Yeah, I just want to mention a new series that's starting on TG Cahir. Looks really interesting. It's called Craw, and it's on 9:30 on Monday night. Donal O'Healy, Alex Murphy, Hannah Brady, Tara Brackenrock all starring in it. So do check that out. I've seen the trailer for it. Looks good. Monday night, 9:30, TG Cahir.
All right, Sir Fath Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.